Typically, the stock market hates uncertainty. In spite of having no clear presidential winner yet, it opened higher, possibly because investors already priced the uncertainty of this weekend, or because they see different benefits in the candidates. 4 more years of President Trump could mean looser regulation, and 4 years with Biden could mean more stimulus. Mike Regan is here to break it down for us. He's senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
Well, obviously, this is a dynamic situation, but how is the market reacting so far to having no president yet?
Well, so far, so good. I mean, the S&P 500 is actually looking like it might put in its best post-election day in history. And I think you're absolutely right about that uncertainty. Overnight, we saw some pretty bad weakness in the futures market when investors were very much uncertain about which way the race would go. It looked like it might be too close to call. But this morning, I think investors woke up and they saw that it looks more and more likely that Biden will be able to squeak out a win. And at least for the moment, and that's important to say, at least for the moment, it seems like that uncertainty has subsided a little bit for investors.
Oh, that's interesting. I want to talk a little bit about the Senate, which also is in play here, because it could determine what kind of stimulus measures get passed if the Senate remains Republican controlled, as it's looking at like it may do. Could that put a damper on some of the early enthusiasm we've seen in the markets in recent days?
So the reaction from many investors today is that the gridlock of a divided Senate might actually be a good recipe for Wall Street under a Biden presidency, because it would make Biden less likely to be able to roll back some of those deregulation efforts you talk about and the big tax cuts under the Trump administration. But look, Wall Street is a very fickle beast. And I think you're right that the focus will turn almost immediately to that stimulus issue and what we can expect. Before the election, a lot of investors and strategists I talked to were very nervous about this exact scenario of a divided government. So I think we need to see how this wait and see how this plays out over the next few days, especially because there's a Federal Reserve meeting tomorrow and a press conference following it that investors will very much be focused in on to see if they have any sort of reaction to the economic outlook in lieu of the election.
With the minute I have with you, I want to delve into something else. We're seeing from some of these early exit polls that the New York Times reported that voters backed Biden in every income bracket except those making between $100,000 and $200,000 a year. Lower and middle income class voters seem to be leaning so far towards Biden, and families making more than $200K also going towards Biden. But that $100K plus range strongly towards Trump. Any insight into why?
You know, Tanya, it is surprising to see such a discrepancy in that specific income range. I don't have any specific insight to it, but my guess is that that's a cohort of people that probably bought in the most to President Trump's arguments about the economy and the stock market and believing they would benefit the most under a Trump presidency. Mm-hmm. That's just a guess on my part, though.
Sure. Like everything today, all of this could change. We'll keep reporting the latest as it comes in. That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.